sponsor would like to come forward, sir, identify yourself and give your testimony, believe it be available. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Bob Bettisworth, sponsor of the bill. It's pretty self-explanatory. This has been around for a couple of years. Request that the vital statistics records of the state be made available under certain specific circumstances. It follows what has been a uniform practice that's growing throughout the rest of the United States. Most of the states have adopted this provision, where after 50 years, certain specific records are made available. After 100, others, it's been requested by different agencies. And we request that the committee take favorable action. If there's any questions, I will try to answer them. But party, have you seen the vital statistics department is here and will testify later, so she can probably be better detail than I am.
You've seen the Hess committee substitute?
Yes, sir. It still substantially does everything that I wanted done in the original bill that I produced. Not change the intent. And
you have a proposal by Senator Joseph for the record. Perhaps, Senator, would you indicate what you intend to put in there?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I introduced Senate Bill 428, the request of the municipality of Anchorage Department of Health and Environmental Protection, specifically by Dr. Wilson. And the amendment, the provisions of Senate Bill 428, which would fit here as an amendment, would add another subsection saying the principal health officer of a municipality or the designee of that officer may inspect vital statistics records pertinent to the functions of the officer. And as I understand, the reasoning for that is that he is responsible for public health. And if there was a trend in the death certificates, causes of death, that might suggest a public health problem, he ought to know that or be able to monitor that.
Do you have any objections?
Mr. Chairman, I would have no objections, but I might suggest that there are objections from different quarters in that this would open up what has been a standard procedure in vital statistics and would sort of give an excuse, open door type situation for a lot of other people, individuals, and agencies who would like to get in there, but shouldn't be. It's the only negative that I can think of.
Other than that, it's fine. Thanks for your help.
Well,
gotta
be honest.
I, Mr. Chairman, I would be concerned, but I assume that
this is
limited to such a small class of people.
If you could figure out a way of making it plain that without the legislature seeing fit to make additional changes that did not encourage other people trying to access that information.
Well, we do say that the inspection must be pertinent to his function, so I would assume you require a showing sometimes to why they are. Not just curiosity, but.
The only problem I have is as far as designee, and maybe if we tighten that a little bit farther in an official capacity or something like that, because you can just designate anybody, but oh, sure, and write a little note, and they go down and call and click through it.
That's a good point. I would be, maybe say, or a health officer designated by the principal health officer.
Something like that. Okay. I mean, keep it as tight as you can.
So that it's a professional person.
All right, any other questions from Mr. Bettisworth?
Thanks. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So, Brooks.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Joan Brooks. I'm the State Registrar of Vital Statistics with the Department of Health and Social Services. The Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 91 meets the few objections that we did have. I'll have no problem with this bill because if passed, it would open up approximately 17 birth records this year because they're 100 years old, and combination of about 30,000 marriage and death records. Does not open up divorce records because we don't have them from 1933. We didn't start collecting those until 1950. We don't anticipate any problem because there are so few records to examine, and it was mentioned by Representative Bettisworth that this is the trend in the United States now because it's in compliance with the model law, and I'm not going to have any problem with it. There was some discussion about Senator Josephson's bill, which I have already responded to since Dr. Wilson contacted me too. With that bill, I don't have any problem either, except that in that position paper, I asked that a definition be clearly made of principal health officer, so that we don't have people from all over the state saying that they are principal health officers. I'd like legislature to define principal health officer and the word municipality, because that would close it up. Dr. Wilson's concern was that in Anchorage, there's so much activity in births and deaths that it's essential to his function to have current, up-to-date data on births and deaths. And we don't have any problem with that, as long as there's an agreement established with each health officer that the records are used only for research, that they will be protected and that they'll be destroyed when...
what would their initial interest be in something like that? What's his interest in more than anything else? What would it be?
To be aware of the health problems that are going on right in the municipality, because to wait any length of time for statistical reports that come out, a lot of time passes. According to Dr. Wilson, he'd be able to better plan towards health-related problems if he knew immediately what was going on, if there was a high incidence of infant deaths, if there was... Now, of course, one of the things that I pointed out to Dr. Wilson is that he might be also interested in morbidity data, which I can provide as the incidence of disease, which he would have to get either through the hospitals or the patient care information system. I don't have that. I only have the end result, what happens after the birth certificate and the death certificate is filed. So mortality, I can tell. Morbidity, I can't. So he's going to have to go elsewhere for that. But he seemed to feel that it was important.
Seems peculiar, though, that when you bring up the statistical data that we'll see on a person that's 95 years old, that he died of heart failure, or he had heart disease, like that was what killed him almost in old age. And then whoever does all these little jobs of putting all together all the facts and figures, and then they come out with a big saying, so many percentage of people die from heart disease and all the rest of it. Here a guy was 95 years old, died of old age, not anything else.
I don't much care what they put online, Mr. Chairman.
Well, you know, it's very interesting when you say that, and there's so much secrecy involved and right of privacy and birth documents and various documents, and I don't know what they say. What's all this? To me, I don't see any secrecy in it at all. Somebody wants to see when I was born, I don't care. Don't bother me. If they want to go see when I die,
when? All of us don't do it.
Yeah. Maybe that's one of the 100-year records we're going to open up here.
Yours is not.
Damn. Well, all right. Are there any other questions for the
Yes. As far as the definition is concerned, I don't have anything yet, but I suppose we could say that principal health officer means the official of a municipality exercising health powers, who is the most primarily responsible for public health or something like that.
That eliminates all of the people who might say that, well, one of my jobs is that I'm the health officer too.
That would be one person designated by the municipality. Right. And then another thing we can do with that is to say that the director of vital statistics is under correct title. State registrar, and they enter into an agreement with the municipality governing the conditions and purposes of such inspection, which would allow you to negotiate.
A degree of control.
Yeah. I have no problem with that.
And then, finally, Senator, I have a problem with that word municipality. Does that...
That's defined pretty well.
Because that eliminates just about everything but Anchorage.
No. All boroughs and cities.
Okay.
Municipality is.
But that municipality would have to have an appointed health officer.
Sure. Douglas Borough. That's a municipality.
Anchorage is dealing with it. Yes.
That's a unified municipality. Anchorage is the only unified municipality.
Anchorage is the only one, I think, in the charter, which has been called with some municipalities that for the purpose of the last statute to allow.
So even though a community is not called a municipality, the definition further in the statute would qualify them if they had an appointed health officer.
Yes.
And what?
Are there no other questions from Ms. Brooks? Thank you. Member Joseph.
mention of two subsections. Subsection G, the principal health officer of the municipality or a municipal health officer designated by the principal health officer may inspect vital statistics records pertinent to the functions of the officer. The state registrar of vital statistics may enter into an agreement with the municipality governing the conditions and purposes of such inspection. H, the term principal health officer means the official of the municipality exercising health powers who is primarily responsible for public health.
Brilliant.
Outstanding.
Absolutely outstanding.
You see why, Vice Chair?
I understand now.
It's clear to me.
If you do something like that, Bob,
you bid that in the right.
You've got a lot of ground to make up.
Is that your official title?
It's nothing. It's
registrar. Vital statistics. Yeah.
Okay. State registrar. That's her official title.
I don't think her official title includes vital statistics.
Okay. State no, this is state registrar.
I move the amendment to the amendment.
Is there an objection to the amendment? Hearing none, so ordered. Okay, gentlemen, what's your pleasure at the bill?
I would move a committee substitute to approve the amendments for the individual recommendation.
Is there an objection? Hearing none, so ordered. How many do pass? How many no rec?
Well, let's get to the floor.
That's just in case there is a problem when I get to the floor.
Thanks to you.
There will be no meetings on the 17th, gentlemen, because there will be no Senate session. And on the 20th, because of the uncertainty of all of your traffic patterns and where you'll be and when you're coming back.
And when we go into session, too.
Hmm?
And when we go into
session. When we go into session, it's hard to say. We have three bills. Senate Bill 427, repealing the food music copyright law. Louis Eliason.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Is this the ASCAP legislation? Which is coming back on the periodic basis.
I guess so. You know anything about it?
No.
Senate Bill 43, Governor's bill related to licensing and regulations and distribution of alcoholic beverages. Take that one. Senate Bill 449 relating to procedures for levy on personal property under the Alaska Exemptions Act. I'll give that to you, Senator Ziegler. If you please. Any of the subcommittees have any of the bills ready to go?
No reported on one.
No, let's try it. Which one was that?
That was Senator Justice's contest of skill and games of chance legislation.
Well,
I've got it right up because I want to be on my side if we reshuffle the structure of this committee.
Where did that all go?
Up to you. It went to me first, but it's back to you now.
Where is that?
It's on your desk, I think.
Remember,
come here.
You cut it up. No. You gave it to the last meeting. And
oh, okay.
I would appreciate it if the chair would acknowledge the fact that alacrity is an exhibit.
I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, Gerald.
Come to the meeting when we're not here, and then when we are here, we have to wait for those two.
Yeah.
That's a fair question.
I remember one time early on, we all had to wait for the chairman. Remember that?
There will be no election for chairman. Anything that comes with the order?
That
would
have been a chairman, huh?
Once again, gentlemen, you're exemplary. You're a suppository of knowledge.